months. Our last packaging in February, we sent over 50 boxes.
And your son, do you hear from him? Does he tell you how it's appreciated?
My son isn't deployed right now.
Okay, but...
But the,
you do get feedback, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And especially since we've started wrapping. We didn't do that originally. That was kind of new. They love getting the packages and opening them up and
yes, they do.
Seeing what's in there.
Just feel like,
really
you know,
fun.
Something from home just mm-hmm. makes them feel good. And I know one gal used to wrap up bourbon balls and send them to the guys.
Oh, they like that.
Oh, they love those. You don't do any of that kind of stuff, do you, Gwen?
Of course not.
Do you get suggestions back from the troops?
Yes.
What do they want?
Gum and just
yes,
those kind of things. Raviolis.
Well, they, you know, some of those that have been out where they're not at a regular base, you know, those MREs, have you ever tasted them?
You would get tired of that fast, wouldn't you?
SpaghettiOs.
Yes.
So, also airport greetings.
Yes. In fact, we have one this evening.
You do?
There's a young man coming in. He's coming in for R&R. He's not coming from Afghanistan, but he's coming in at 8 o'clock at the airport.
And
so
you'll
we'll
be out there to greet him.
Moms there. Yeah. Yes.
Where is he coming from?
And he's actually coming in from back east. He's coming in, I believe, well, he comes through Florida to get here. But he's stationed on the East Coast. He doesn't happen to be one of our children, but he is a graduate from Reno High School. And so he's from the area, so we want to support him.
Yeah, you want to make him feel
and
good.
To answer your question, I said that we started out with our own, but then our kids that are over there will go, Mom, we've got a guy out here and he's not getting any packages. We feel really bad.
And
we
add
him to our list.
And we're sharing all ours with him, and we need some more, right?
Right. In fact, there was one fellow that they said never got any mail. And I know in the last month he's been overwhelmed with letters.
So sad. I know, and you don't know what to do, but that's it. And you just get together and do that for them. I think it's fantastic. How many chapters throughout the country?
Oh,
got to be lots. Since
thousands. Thousands, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Back east, I think they're a little stronger in the areas where there are more bases and, you know, like Virginia.
I know what you're saying,
Ohio, actually.
Well, and you know, people don't realize the difference that makes when he's serving for his country, whether you're stationed here and being prepared for wherever you need to go, or you're over there. What warmth it makes you feel like when you come home and there are people there to say, oh, thank you. Oh, you're home. And you wave a flag and tell them you appreciate them. It means a lot, doesn't it, Gwen?
And you know, Dean Heller's office has been really, they send a representative every time they know somebody's coming in, and they're given a certificate from his office.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I never knew that either.
Gina Smith. Yeah. We see her every time she can be there.
And if you're like 23 years old in Afghanistan and you get a letter from a 23-year-old young lady, I'll bet you that's even the best.
Oh, you're gonna write back. That's what you're gonna do.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. At Christmas time, we sent over 110 boxes, and we got a note back from one fellow, and we had letters from elementary school kids.
Okay.
And he said his favorite thing to receive was this one little note that said, "Hi, guy. Thank you."
Wow. And they probably paint,
they
probably do pictures for him, too, and they get all those little beautiful pictures.
Yeah.
How do you raise money? I mean, I know you're raising money locally. You have fundraisers, Gwen?
Yes. In fact, we have a Bunko Spaghetti Night coming up April 21st.
Okay. Tell us about it.
It will be at the Hope Chapel in Sparks, and we have beautiful gift baskets that we'll be raffling off and play a round of Bunko.
Bunko. What's Bunko now?
It's a dice game.
Oh.
And it's fun because you play around, then you switch tables and play around with somebody else. And you switch.
It sounds like fun.
So it is. And it's a real social event. Plus, we have a contest on the spaghetti. And you get to vote for which sauce is your favorite.
So do you get those sponsors? Do people sponsor that for free?
No, we actually put it together.
And say, okay, you got a spaghetti recipe, a sauce, and everybody just says, yeah, I got one.
Yeah, and then I've got one, and they enter. And this year we're doing a dessert contest as well.
That's on Stanford Way, by the way, 6 till 9 o'clock, April 21st. How could they get tickets for that?
There's a...
I'm looking for a website.
Yes, there's a website with... it's bluestarmomsnv.org. And you can get tickets and information that way.
Okay. Bluestarmothers.org.
It's moms.
It says Blue Star Mothers there.
That's the national.
Okay, but could they go there?
Up
and,
above? No.
No.
They won't get to us.
Because on
we
a local.
We need Moms NV.
Okay, so Blue Star Moms NV. That's the Blue Star Moms of Nevada.org. Or they've got a phone number, 544-7297. Is that a good number?
It sure is. That's my number. I'll answer any questions.
And to find out more about the Blue Star Mothers, you can go to bluestarmothers.org if you want to get involved. Wow, I think it's wonderful. Tell us just a little bit about the Honor Gold Star Families through Gold Star Banner presentation. What is that all about?
Well, we have one of our board members is called the Blue to Gold Liaison. And if someone is killed in action, then we have to work through the casualty officer. And we have all their phone numbers. Or we can get it from the Department of Defense. We talk to the casualty officers, tell them that we are here. We have a Gold Star banner that we get through National that we would... The parents, both parents, get a banner.
You take them to the family.
A spouse, yes. Yeah. And how they're presented depends upon how the family wants. And if the family wants support from Blue Star Mothers, we will give it to them. If they just want to receive the banner in the mail, oftentimes we go to the memorial or the funeral and present the banner.
And have support for them there,
yes.
Because that's so important.
Yes, but it's up to the family as to what they want. And like I say, we have to work through the casualty officer.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Well, tell us a little bit about Moms Talk and phone calls, because now they can get phone calls over there. I mean, I know there are some organizations that are sending cell phones.
Yeah.
Yes, we usually have phone cards that we include in our boxes.
Oh,
but the
wonderful.
Mom Talk is actually at our general meeting. We have one general meeting a month, and we have to go through the business because we have to do things, like I say, to raise money.
Yep.
So we have to talk about the business, and then we go into just talking and sharing. That's where we really give each other support. And the whole phone call idea is there are many of us that will say, okay, here's my cell phone number. I'm available 24 hours.
Call me if you need some support.
Exactly.
Need to talk.
2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up and you don't have anybody to talk to.
And you're anxious and you're crying and you're feeling terrible because the worst thing is a parent, that feeling for their child, that's still a child to you, even though they're carrying a gun or whatever in the military.
And other moms understand. If you have close neighbors, you have other close family members, but if they aren't involved in the military, they don't understand. So you kind of need another mom.
Understanding's important. Gosh, thank you so much, Gwen Jensen. The Blue Star Mothers, Blue Star Moms Nevada, if you'd like to get involved, bluestarmomsnv.org. We wish you a lot of luck. Thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you for having me here.
So important. We'll get that information out there, and we appreciate you. Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take our break. There's more with Broadview. Not too much, so don't go too far. You're with The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I don't think we should... Okay, look, it's not you. It's me.
Oh, wait. This is your clumsy way of breaking up? Okay, we're broken up. Moving on.
Moving on? Wait, already? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm going to Cupid.com.
What?
And Cupid.com is full of great people looking to meet people.
What?
I'll meet somebody in no time. Oh, I met somebody already.
You did?
Ooh, he looks cute.
I look cute.
You used to.
Want to find somebody special? Go to Cupid.com, where helping people meet the right people is all we do. Millions have signed up already, and more are joining every day right in your area. Cupid.com is free and easy to use, so give it a try now. Sign up at Cupid.com, and you'll meet somebody in no time.
Listen, can you move to the next table? My date just got here.
Wow, he is cute.
Cupid, 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 Cupid.com.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to the Reno area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach you how to pick the right stocks every time, when to get into the market and when to get out, how to make money from stock you don't even own, how to protect what you have even when stock prices are melting down, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Stock event coming to hotels in the Reno area next Tuesday and Wednesday. Reserve your seat now at richdadreno.com or call 1-800-720-3557. That's 1-800-720-3557. Register now and you'll receive an exclusive Rich Dad DVD documentary just for attending. Call 1-800-720-3557 or visit us at richdadreno.com today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Boy, that was great, the Blue Star Mothers.
Yeah.
Gosh, I just love it when I hear people doing things for the veterans.
Right.
I mean, we need to do more, but it gives me more faith to know that they're doing more.
When she mentioned the family with three boys in the military, it made me think of it. My dad and his family was in the local newspaper because during World War II, they had six brothers in the...
And they were all in the military.
In the military, right.
Did they join or were they drafted?
I think they all joined.
When did the draft go out?
I don't know.
I don't think I even realized that they weren't drafting guys anymore, to be honest with you.
You asked me that question. I don't know if my uncle's all...
joined up or if they were drafted.
I just know there was sixers of them at a time in the military.
My brother joined because during that time in the late 60s, they were drafting. If you were over 18 years old, and they were drafting them. So my brother joined the Air Force so that he wouldn't be drafted into some other branch right. that he didn't want to be in.
I had a brother in the Air Force. I think we've mentioned that before.
Yes, we have. My brother got to see the world, though. He got to go over to Europe and saw a lot of things.
Yeah,
and did
so
a lot
did
of things.
Brother,
it was great
yeah.
for him. He was young,
he
but
was
it was
spying on yeah. the East on the Soviets.
Whoa!
Well, not a good that did us, right?
Speaking of Soviets, let's talk about the Greeks a little bit. Greece, wow, they're in trouble. You know, severe cuts over there for their healthcare services.
Yeah, so
they're what the word is that they're becoming a third world war. I mean, a third world nation over there. They're high in HIV now, tuberculosis.
Malaria. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Because they're cutting hospital budgets by about 40% this last year. The scraping of needle exchange services have now, in Athens, rose 1,250%. 1,250% in 2011 alone. There are more prostitutes on the streets, of course, selling their bodies to make ends meet. Heroin addicts are finding it harder to come by treatments. I don't know how they come by money. I mean, I would think treatment would be easier than money, but
you know,
it's not.
Civilization is just a thin veneer on the normal state of affairs, isn't it?
It is.
And if you start doing illogical stuff, your country will collapse. Look at Rhodesia. For crying, I always use that as an example. They were feeding half the world. Now they can't feed themselves. It just took a few years for it all to vanish.
What happens?
It's always the left. It's always socialism, communism that destroys these countries. You can't just have the government spend endless amounts of money.
Yeah, that's right. They have cases of Nile fever over there, leading to 35 deaths in 2010. The Nile disease. I mean, Nile fever. They've got, like you said, an epidemic of malaria in several parts of Greece. They do have a new program, which includes 50 billion euros for bank recapitalism.
So they're just the money
they're arming the banks, yeah.
It's just the money they got from Germany.
Yeah, and the program's targeted for 2014 surplus of 4.5%. And therefore, people have to be aware that in terms of fiscal adjustment, There's a long, long way to go.
Yeah.
But wow, what is happening? They say now, too, that Spain is going to be the next Greece. The nation sunk further into mire this last month. Spain now owes more money than it has in the last 20 years. That's what the Bank of Spain says.
And what these countries do is they have more and more people working for the government.
Mm-hmm.
They tax the private businessmen more and more to try to pay for these government workers. And then they let the government workers retire at ridiculously young ages with enormous pensions.
Right.
Now, where does that sound familiar? Sounds like California and Illinois.
Yeah, we need to take example.
And I've heard people this week saying that California is the next Greece. Because they just can't seem to get their act together.
So Spain and then California.
And California's bigger, by the way.
Spain has been ordered by the European Commission to cut its budget shortfall from 8.5% in 2011 to 5.3% this year and 3% again next year. It's crazy stuff.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very scary.
We don't think of Western Europe as devolving into pre-civilized states.
That's a big problem over in Europe. But our problem here... stink bugs.
What?
Yeah, we got stink bugs. They're migrating to the deep south. Stink bugs.
Migrating from where?
Well, they believe they've been brought over through Asian.
Okay.
Through Asian people on the front line of the brown. They're called the brown marmorated stink bugs, and they're invading. Over 9 months last year, there were 56,205 stink bugs in this one man's garden. There, and he counted them one by one. 56,000. You got nothing better to do over there, Doug. He says he literally made homemade chili. He had to throw it out.
Did he tell them all to stand still so I can
Yeah, stand still. I'm counting you. Oh, get back over there. He had to throw out the chili because there were stink bugs in it. Just tons of them.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, this is
in his chili.
He lives in Knoxville, Maryland. They're everywhere. If you got 56,000 stink bugs in your garden, and it doesn't take them that long because they're kind of big. Stink bugs aren't little.
Okay.
Stink bugs are big, so it doesn't take them very long to climb to your house.
So tell me, do they stink when you squish them?
They stink when you squish them.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated
by anything. What are we playing here? Okay, somebody's invading us.
That's a stink bug. That's what they sound like.
Sean, you're being a stink bug. What are you doing over there?
That's what a stink bug
sounds
like. Stink
bugs. Maryland, okay, how they think they got there. They've created them since the appearance of Hurricane Irene, Tropical Storm Lee, that caused flooding. They drowned a bunch of stink bugs. Sniffing out new places, so they've all headed south. Well, south from Hurricane Irene would be in the ocean. Maybe they're wrong. But they've detected them in South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. Of course, where farmers grow those juicy vegetables.
And they're all voting Democrat.
Stink bugs! Stink bugs everywhere. Thank all you stink bugs for listening to us today. We appreciate you for joining us for Broadview. We're now on FM 96.1. Thank you to all that. And 1270 AM. Hopefully we'll be back next week. You're listening to KBZZ Sparks Reno. And thank you for letting me be myself. Again.